Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Ready, willing, and Vrabel. Yes, we are, everybody. Good afternoon, and welcome to your show, WEEI Afternoons, coming to you from our fabulous broadcast bunker in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts. And finally, yes, finally, the takeover is complete. My master plan at work, for it is just I. Oh, there's Andy. Oh, he's in the hallway. He just flipped me off. All right, we're back on script. Hi, everybody. What's going on? Your old pal Nick Fitzy Stevens here alongside Dan Ball, Stanley Stiz, Grimy Bruno, and, of course, Dandy Andy Hart, the tiny tower of sour power in the house. We are coming to you, of course, from 93.7 to FM, WEEI, WEEI.com, and, of course, the Odyssey app. Little note. Now, you might be wondering, I'd heard rumors. I'd heard intimations and inklings of a broadcast down at Gillette Stadium today. Well, we were actually in attendance at practice in various forms and iterations as the New England Patriots had day one of mandatory minicamp from Gillette Stadium, home to your six-time Super Bowl champion Patriots. Drake in the house, Stephon Diggs, Joshie McDee, and so many more. We've got thoughts, news, updates, and more coming at you in just a moment. A few technical difficulties led us back from whence we came, which is where we belong here in our fabulous studios, powered by Verizon. Andy Hart just literally drove in from practice, so he's going to be coming in momentarily with a hot set of ops. He's even got his midsummer Andy Hart Football Observer khaki shorts on, so I know he is like in his lane and on brand.
That's a must at Patriots practice.
No visor today is crazy, though. I thought that was a given.
Oh, my gosh.
He's got Russell Papers.
Oh, my God. I mean, this guy, talk about being in his element. He was on Media Hill. He was probably just loving up Giardi, maybe high-fived with Perillo, split a Diet Pepsi. I wish I could quit you. Grand old time. Andy was doing his thing. Now he's got, like, as you probably just saw on Twitch, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, he's got, like, his official program sheet with names and numbers. Have the numbers been settled on entirely, Andy? Have all the numbers been assigned yet?
Yeah, they have assigned numbers. You got doubled up at this point, and some guys could change later. I also learned a bunch of names that I've never seen before in my life.
As much talk as we've made of people.
Some crappy wide receiver wearing number 30. Funny name. I'll get to it in a minute.
But as many guys as we're trying to learn from free agency, from the turnover, from the draft, and, of course, the bountiful crop of UDFAs There are still even more names to learn at this point. And of course, yes, everyone, if you are waiting, sitting on your hands, pins and needles, we will have a fresh Andy Hart observation on the living legend of Efton Chisholm, future Patriots Hall of Famer, future NFL Hall of Famer.
He's at a complete 180 over the last couple of days of this show. All of a sudden, he is intrigued. He is all in. He can't quit Efton Chisholm right now.
So on the Six Rings podcast, Megan Ottolini and I originally dubbed Kyle Williams. And by the way, just a couple other things to set on the table, folks. 2:30-ish, we may be hearing from Patriots quarterback Drake May, who should be speaking live from Foxborough. We will endeavor to carry that live for you and then, of course, provide the appropriate analysis and feedback afterwards. And we may be working on something extra special that I cannot divulge fully yet, but Big Ted's in the house, hulking his way towards something that could be, well, it could be an exclusive to us, Andy, today, and I think the audience would be hopefully able to tune in a little bit later in the show. Good afternoon. How are you?
I am tremendous.
Welcome back to your show.
Yeah, I'm bouncing all around.
You do it. But you're in your, like, listen.
Now, you also know I'm a creature of habit. I like to get places early. I like to know what I'm doing. Don't like to fly by the seat of my little pants.
You couldn't come in here, like, have a lucky energy, have a second one, have all of us say, like, Andy, please, come on. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
There may be one of those in the future today. Put it in the icebox.
This is a radio show, not a podcast at double speed. But I know from having watched many practices down there for shows, live broadcasts with you, Six Rings podcast, that's your element. And about this Efton Chisholm thing, first and foremost, Mego and I had dubbed Kyle Williams the timeline king. Not the footwork king, like as you see on many of the social media videos made to prop up and bolster the image and rehab of certain players. Mm. He's the timeline king because for a while, everyone couldn't stop talking about, I think the Patriots really got a good one here. Like, his release package could be the best coming out. I know. Yeah.
Excuse me?
Pause.
As long as you don't flip those two words, I think you're fine. His release package, fine.
Put release package. Type release package into Twitter. I guarantee you he's the first thing that comes up.
Pull my finger out, and my finger is stuck in the hole.
All right. Organic and well played, Stanley. But now, Efton Chisholm has taken his place. Dear Lord, everybody doesn't just have him as a mini camp and probably, you know, barring, of course, catastrophic injury, training camp body or player to watch, but rather, I mean, this guy, it seems like he's made the roster already. He's probably getting fit for his red jacket.
Oh, yeah.
And I think there are defensive coordinators across the entire league, probably flag football players. Hell, the world doesn't know what to do about Efton Chisholm.
And the best part of it is, prior to today, there was probably on total like 40 people who had ever seen Efton Chisholm that had expressed their views to the public. Right? Yep. Like, today there was a crap ton of people down there. Media. There was also, I don't know, sponsors or somebody was, because I walked up and I was overwhelmed because there was like a couple thousand people watching the practice, all these mucky
mucks. Set the scene for those not in attendance.
So Gillette Stadium is chaos right now because The Weeknd apparently performs tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. So you got
so
that
funny
build
because
going
I can't
on.
Feel my face when I'm with you.
That's hurtful. I would come back with something from a Weeknd song if I knew something from a Weeknd song. It was funny because I got there and I asked the security guard, said something, how's it going? Ah, really busy. I go, how come? She goes, The Weeknd. And I'm like, today's Monday.
But you guys
There's
had plenty of
weekend.
Time. It's Monday.
I literally thought that.
You did not walk into that.
And then I was like, you mean the artist? She's like, yeah, there's 50 tractor trailer trucks setting up or
Why
something.
Why does he put on, do you remember his halftime show?
Yeah, I didn't care for it.
You didn't?
Was that the one wrapped in toilet paper? And
no,
like tidy whities?
No. He was like in the Hall of Mirrors, and he's like, I don't know how to escape
this. Oh, yeah, I didn't
this.
Like that one either.
It became a very famous GIF and meme.
That was a super meme. Sick brag, 3-2-1. I was there, saw it live. I was one of the one people for every three like fake cardboard people down
Such
there.
Such a great story.
Plus, an amazing story.
I didn't bring my sunglasses, and the sun was kind of blinding lightish.
Down there? Nope.
Oh, didn't even get it.
Nope.
Wow, Nick,
no,
you didn't even
get
it.
I got it.
Anyway.
Actually, you know the funny thing is, Stiz? I feel it coming, and we'll be right back after this.
Lots of activity down at Gillette. But before today, there were really only a few dozen people qualified to talk about anything Efton Chisholm had done. They'd never seen him on a practice field.
Unless
in
your
Foxborough.
Name is Phil Perry, Mark Daniels, or Mike Giardi.
Couple cameramen, photographers.
Mike Dussault, Paul Perillo,
sure.
Yes.
and you heard all these people, I really like what I hear about this or what I'm seeing. I think Efton Chisholm's going to make the team. I think he's going to catch up. How do you know?
Hey, did you see? He's running with the first, bro.
So if you notice, I never said anything overly negative about him. I just expressed my dubious nature, cynicism about him. I never said he sucks or because I had never seen him. How could I possibly say that? I just mocked the Cooper Kupp 2.0, Julian Edelman 2.0.
The legend of Eastern Washington now, yes, exactly.
Today, I can tell you, having watched him for a full 20 minutes.
That's all you needed.
Totally underwhelmed. I didn't really see much. didn't see much. You know who looked good to me? I'll flip the script on that.
Go ahead. Please say Jalen Polk.
No.
Okay.
Stephon Diggs. Stephon Diggs is all hopped up. He has an energy that is contagious out there.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's
pink.
I mean, we'll stay away from where the energy comes from, but he has an energy. You know how we always talk about Peppers and the energy he brings?
Mm-hmm. And then we felt weird about it for a while.
Definitely interesting with energy in these two guys, but
we used to talk on the Six Rings like, oh man, that guy wakes up and has a bowl full of violence for breakfast every day, and then sometimes Friday in Braintree.
So wide receiver drills was something I was watching because there's so few things you can watch in these camps that are really valuable, and I give Mike Vrabel credit for that in his pre-practice press conference. He acknowledged that, like, These are passing camps. We can't bull rush. We can't do this.
It's get to know you time.
But you can watch wide receivers run around and see if they're quick, see if they're athletic, see if they catch the ball.
Release package.
See their release package if you are into that kind of thing. I'm not as much, but whatever.
Whatever.
But I thought as you're watching them go through drills, A, there's a bounce and an energy on the totality of the practice field. The reports we've heard, I don't know if urgency is the word I want to use in shorts and t-shirts, but there's definitely an energy and a bounce and guys running around and going from drill to drill and rep to rep and all that.
Quick question. Is that because they're inspired to perform because Vrabel is bringing the big Mike energy, or is it because they've seen people get cut that were former captains and leaders on this team, and it's like, this guy DGAF, like, I got to earn this job.
No. I think there is a culture and an energy that's being managed, created. Okay. Through Vrabel, down through the McDanielses, and, you know, even Alonzo Highsmith, who I don't even know what his exact title is, but dude's in the front office. He's on the field, and he brings in energy. They were doing wide receiver drills. New drill for me. I've never seen this before. You're probably familiar with this. You're a workout guy, a gym guy, a little yoga, some of that crap. Mm-hmm. You know the BOSU ball that you have in every gym?
Yes, you
do abs on it or balancing on it. They use those out on the practice field. They stand up, three receivers stand on them, and they're throwing passes, and they're trying to balance on the BOSU ball while being slapped around by Alonzo Highsmith.
Get out.
Random.
That's tough.
Yeah. And they are professionals, so they did a pretty good job of making
You want to talk about core and glute strength 101, Dave.
But if I were going to give you sort of big ticket takeaways, watching the wide receivers, the first takeaway is totally underwhelmed by Efton Chisholm. Now, I didn't get to see a lot of team drills or anything like that. I did get reports after I left from my guy Giardi, boots on the ground, third team reps, not first team reps. So,
He belongs right now.
Absolutely. Because you know who does look good in the same form and fashion? DeMario Douglas. The only issue for me is when I projected him to have 100 catches last year and he kind of underwhelmed, I'm a little hesitant to go all in on DeMario Douglas. DeMario Douglas, the first person Josh McDaniels talked to when he jogged on the field, dapped him up, patted him on the head, talked to him. So
hopefully it was a gentle pat.
Yeah,
he had two concussions.
Yeah, gentle. But all those people that want to say, oh, Josh must love Efton Chisholm, which I think he probably does. I've said this already. I believe all these reports are somewhat sourced. I think people see what they see with Chisholm, and then maybe they make a phone call, and they're like, yeah, he's pretty good. He's got a shot to compete. He's got a shot to do something here. But DeMario Douglas looked good, and I thought Stephon Diggs. I didn't love the video last week that was put out.
Uh-huh.
I thought he looked pretty good.
The one where he was racing, and we were both like, the knee looks a little tight.
I didn't see
Still
any
quick,
of that in person.
Tight.
He looked quick. He looked bouncy. He looked energetic. Now, I don't think he's passed his physical yet because he's not taking part in everything. He's just doing sort of the drills. But that would be my number one takeaway. My number two takeaway. Is there an expectation of how many of these I'm going to have?
No.
Okay, good. So I'm just
going
to number
them. Just keep going.
I'm not like that caller on Jones and Keefe who had five.
You could switch from numbers to letters, and I don't think anyone would care.
My number two takeaway, we'll call it takeaway B, is that on defense, two guys that I think are obviously key cogs in the back end of the defense, I think Christian Gonzalez looks a little bigger and more yoked up. Looks like he's put on some mass muscle and ready to tackle a little bit more and play the physicality.
But he's already a pretty fundamentally sound tackler, as are all the good corners.
And when you get
defense.
A little extra size to it, it makes it that much easier. Or maybe when he's getting press coverage, he's like, you're not going anywhere. He's just grabbing on guys. They're not going anywhere. The other guy who I didn't think needed to get any bigger that looks like he's a little bigger, maybe a little more sand in his pants, Peppers. Jabril Peppers. And I'm like, are you moving to linebacker? Because I'm not sure you needed to get any bigger.
Now
he's got a little more sand in his pants.
Wouldn't that be interesting if Peppers plays more towards the line of scrimmage in the box.
Why not?
Duggar is your strong safety on the back end. And could that be an indication of how good they feel? No, maybe more about Woodson.
Or Woodson, maybe the eraser. We'll see. The young guy.
Isn't
we'll
he the 35-year-old safety?
He's not that old. Ted 26. Misspoke when he said. I think he's only 24, I thought. I think Ted shared
stats
a 26
and info. Could
and he
you,
might be 24.
Could you
he's a little older college football right. player, but nothing. He's not Chris Wenke. He didn't play minor league baseball for 7 years.
Or was
years.
The name of the Oklahoma State quarterback who was like 42 when he came
in? Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah that guy.
Yeah,
yeah no. Yeah. So, yeah, those are the first two things that visually sort of jumped off the field. And then the overall tenor of the practice, I liked the energy. Now, again, I'm just extrapolating from a few minutes down there, half hour, whatever it was, 40 minutes before I got the call.
He is 24, by the way. 24 years
old. Yeah, 24. Not that old. It's fine. No. Older, but
he's
not that old.
As old as Belichick's girlfriend.
And in the COVID NIL era, guys are getting older. They make a lot of money or they had extra years because of COVID, so they stick around a little longer.
Sure.
Especially with all these schools now mandated to spend $20 million.
Jaden Daniels played 55 college football games before
he
was drafted.
They all did. But Bo Nix was the same thing.
Right.
He had a gazillion starts. So age is a little less relevant at this point to the young players. But I did get a roster, as you noticed.
So those are your first two takeaways. Is there a
learning. Third? Well, that was really three takeaways in there because the energy was really good. The tempo.
Energy, less than enthused by Chisholm / Diggs look good. And Gonzo's kind of yoked
also,
up. That's kind of four.
This is very unofficial, too. Very unofficial.
That's
I should probably check this before I say
it.
On a massive
we're recording
radio station.
We're recording this. This isn't going on.
Seems like a lot of personnel. Like, not player people, but a lot of ball boys, water boys, assistant coaches, big staff. Seems like there's practically a 2-to-1 ratio player to personnel on the field.
Could that be due to Vrabel being able to sort of like source out and manage a larger staff, whereas last year Mayo may have wanted a smaller one because he couldn't really handle it. He was not as effective
Maybe.
At delegating.
Or didn't have the staff in mind. Maybe Vrabel, in all his journey through the ranks of football,
said, I got
a lot of guys.
Every Vrabro he knows, he's brought aboard the Patriots.
Yeah, but don't paint that as a bad thing.
No.
If we painted it as a bad thing that Mayo didn't have May Bros, well, he did. He hired his one, and he's still there.
And that's the funny thing is the one Mayo.
He's a bro with Mayo.
The one Mayo bro is actually still there, yeah.
But if we paint it as he didn't have a Rolodex, which is how we termed it, to put his staff and his sort of, then I'm going to deem it a positive that Vrabel had all these people that he feels like can positively impact. And a lot of them, as I said, are, you know, ball boy, water boy, lower level, but up through sports, you know, performance type people, nutritious. There just seems like there's a large staff on the field. But yeah, if you want me to make a Efton Chisholm, just thoroughly underwhelmed. I didn't see any of the quickness.
Was there a chance to shine?
Not really.
You know what?
Was there a chance to shine?
They knew practice was open, and they were like, hey, Chiz, why don't you slow it down today? I don't want you getting poached if we have to put you on the practice squad.
We'll see. You know, and there's a few guys not taking part that I would have liked to have seen. Like, I would like to see Mac Hollins in person on the practice
field. What's he managing right now? Is there a thing?
He's managing not to practice from what I saw.
Is he dinged up?
And guess who was warming up, how he was warming up?
How?
Yes.
Shoeless.
Shoeless Mac Hollins, yeah. I see this guy throwing a ball around, and immediately I look down, no shoes. I'm like, oh, Mac Hollins is out here. That's good. Great. So
big
I know him.
Big Toby Keith fan, though, right? No. Who's the who's
I thought
no
you were
going
to say big
nation?
Toes, and I was like, you know what they say about I have big toes.
Hey, now.
Big shoes.
So this is awkward.
There we go. All right, I've got our first one by 219. Well done.
But, yeah, so those were my takeaways before getting sort of jettisoned out of there. Mike Vrabel, I think we'll play some audio from him. Mm-hmm. Coming up, I listened to him pre-practice. The one thing I do enjoy about him is he continues to talk up, but in the same mouth sort of devalue these OTAs and these passing camps where he's like, you know, he has said at one point, well, all the passes are 3rd and 10, so you got these guys just rushing off the edge because they know there's no run coming.
They're teeing off on them.
And then he's also telling me, well, but the defensive linemen, they're not allowed to bull rush, and they can't do this, and they can't do that. So he basically is sort of voicing what I've always, like, watch the defensive backs, watch the quarterbacks, watch the wide receivers. Those guys, you can see athletic traits or who's in shape or very, you know, catch the ball. Has, oh, my God, Jaheim Bell. Oh, my God.
How is he
the
still
worst
on the
drop I've ever seen in my life?
You've
and I'm
few.
Exaggerating, and no. I've seen a lot, yeah. But it's going to go up there with the Fred Taylor one I remember from like 15 years ago.
Fred Taylor was already an established NFL legend by the time you saw Fred Taylor drop.
Jaheim Bell, not.
No.
And he did one of those little turnaround routes in the end zone, just going to turn around, quarterback's going to hit me right in the hands, and the quarterback hit you. Well, where your hands were, you just didn't slow the ball down as it went right through your hands out the back of the end zone.
Oh, not even off his dome?
No, no, no. Just right through. You know, they tell you to put the triangle together, fingertips and the...
Sure.
He made the triangle, but it was too big or not tight enough, and it just...
Who threw it?
The third guy. No, the third guy.
Ben, what's
Woodford?
His face?
Woodward? Woodward.
Woodford Reserve.
Something. Yep. Yeah, him. He threw it. So that stuck out of my mind. And again, I didn't get to see it.
We're not going
to
have three tight ends on the team this year.
Yeah, you will.
Who's going to be the third one?
Oh, another one.
Wait.
Just off the top. Number 46 in your program.
I knew it. I knew it.
Dude is massive.
What's his name? Dupree?
Brock do something. Mm. Brock Lampy.
Lampy.
I like Lampy.
I love Lampy.
Big MF-er. He's way bigger than Devlin.
So, would it surprise you, though? Would it surprise you, considering that the Yak Attack was in Foxborough and then followed Josh McDee out to Vegas? Would it not surprise you?
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do if I Love Lampy was a part of this team because he's bringing the fullback back.
Oh, no, I think they like fullbacks, and I think... There's always been this sort of philosophy or mentality that if you have a fullback, it tells teams who you are. Like, there's a certain image.
Oh, it declares before the fight has begun. Yeah,
yeah. That you're a physical team. You're going to do these types of things, well, short yardage,
all those
things.
The whole idea is to hit people before the hitting even begins.
So sometimes there's value in that, and I haven't seen this guy hit yet because obviously they're not allowed to hit.
But he's a hoss.
He fills out the 46 jersey better than Devlin ever did. And you know how much I love James Devlin. Guy looks like he had shoulder pads on and there were no pads.
How could you?
Love the lamp. Do you really love the lamp or are you just saying it because you saw it?
I love lamp.
I love lamp.
I do love lamp, if that's how you say it. Well, this one.
If that guy becomes a lamp, please, it can't
Lampy?
Be Lampy. I need it to be Lamp.
Yeah. We're going to call him Lamp around here until he proves
that's
himself.
Fine. That's fine. You
then
know
we'll
what?
Call him Lampy.
That's
you
just
earn
fine.
That,
you do. See, I love to hear that. I kind of would love to
Big
see the
Jack
Patriots.
Dude. Yeah.
Bring nothing. That's fine. Just go to commercial.
617-779-7937. It is mandatory minicamp at Gillette Stadium. Ramondre Stevenson was there. Mike Vrabel alluded to a couple guys not being there due to personal issues. He said, quote, we don't have any holdouts, but there's a couple guys with personal issues that aren't here.
Carlton Davis sighting?
If you tell me his number, I might have sighted him. I didn't tend to notice him.
Because I was just kind of excited for the idea of finally getting what could be one of the most electric.
Seven!
One of the most electric 1-2 punches in.
He'll be fine. I'm not worried about Carlton Davis. He's
I know, but I just,
corner
I'm looking forward to
opposite.
Seeing the two
yeah.
of them.
He'll be fine. But yeah, we'll have Mike Vrabel audio. We will maybe get some input from Ted Johnson, who is boots on the ground and We know he's going to have observations. He will have his legal pad just loaded with things that he sees down there. But you can tell I got a little energy today. This felt like a little first step toward football season, toward Patriots season. And even though the Red Sox had a good weekend, we've all been talking about, are we starting to focus on the Patriots because they're the next good team in town?
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.